Hey, back on Downtown, it is time for the High School Report, brought to you every week by Sweats Tire at 451 Hogan Road in Bangor and 358 State Street. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. We're joined on the phone by our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich, how you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Did you get yourself safely pulled over?
Hey, I did. Yeah, heading to Milo for a game tonight.
Got to be safe out there. It's now. How are the road conditions up that way?
It actually, they're starting to get better, but I left Newport a little bit ago, and it was snowing pretty good. I was surprised.
Yeah, I didn't quite expect the level of snow we'd be getting. Now, here, right here in the Bangor area, it's largely been melting as it hits, but as it gets a little colder, we may see a tiny bit of accumulation tonight, so people ought to be careful if they're out and about headed to games.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been a fun, almost half a season so far, and was at a really good game last night.
Yeah, what did you have last night? Tell us about that.
Well, it was Dexter and Foxcroft, so they're in different classes. Dexter, one of the top teams in Class C, undefeated, come into last night. Foxcroft needed the heel points. They're right in the middle of the Class B pack there, and they got the heel points. They beat Dexter 47-44, and a huge win for them. And the atmosphere there was great. It was it was a tournament atmosphere last night at Dexter.
So you're at PCHS tonight?
No, Penquist.
Penquist, okay.
Yeah, PCHS and Guilford tomorrow. We've got double-headed tomorrow, girls and boys. Tonight's a boys' game, Central and Penquist tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, who's been looking impressive so far?
Well, I can tell you, the Brewer boys, Ellsworth boys have looked very impressive. Girls, Bangor, Old Town girls and Dexter girls. Those are three teams that look very good. And I do want to mention the Penobscot Valley girls. They do have a loss. That was the Dexter, undefeated Dexter team. But I do want to mention them. They were down by 19 in the third quarter to undefeated, late in the third quarter, the undefeated Southern Aroostook, and they came back and got the win. You see that in the NBA a lot, coming back from that much. You don't see that in high school basketball in any state, really. But, they rallied, the defense picked up, and a big, big win for them and the Penobscot Valley girls team.
That's awesome. You mentioned the Brewer boys, and I had somebody ask me the other day who didn't follow basketball terribly closely, but said, "Wait, did you get one of them flag boys from Nokomis? Is he playing at Brewer now?" I said, "Well, it's a flag boy, Brock Flag, but no, he is not. It's not Cooper and Ace's brother. Matter of fact, Brock took great pride last year that his Brewer Witches were the only team to beat Nokomis during the course of the season. But Brock having an outstanding season for himself in his senior year. Those Witches, as you mentioned, are looking awfully tough."
Yeah, and obviously plenty of season to go, but I mean, tough to say at this point in the year, but I don't see them getting beat. I just, they're that dominant that, they haven't had really a close contest. And again, anything can happen, foul trouble, injuries, a lot of things can happen throughout a season. But the way they're playing right now, I don't see anybody that is going to be able to beat them.
Well,
they're probably going to lose the next game now.
They dispatched Bangor pretty handily the other night. Now, in the girls' game, what an impressive performance out of the gate for Bangor as their girls scored the first 20 points of the game against Brewer.
Yeah, the Bangor girls are really, really good, and they've shown it so far. And, they're going to be tough to beat in double-A girls. So, a lot of good basketball in the area this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch some terrific individual performances as well, of course, as always. Follow Eastern Maine Sports to find out everything that's going on. You got a busy weekend lined up, but it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. Tomorrow's going to be a great day for people to get out and see some games.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. Valley, PCHS, we don't get a chance to see teams like Valley from Bingham very much. They're in D South, but that girls team might be the favorite in D South. So it's going to be interesting. And a lot of heel points on the line for the teams from Guilford. A chance to pick up some ground in Class C if they can pick up upset wins tomorrow.
Now, I was reading something the other day about the heel points. Now, are they still using the system that they used during COVID that makes the divisor a little bit different?
Yeah, they are. And it is really hard to figure out. And at the end of the day, the end of the regular season, obviously the NBA standards are the ones you're going to go by. They're the official standards. But during the season, they're really tough because they use the divisor as the games actually played so far instead of the games on the schedule. They did that, understandably, during COVID because everybody wasn't getting in all the games. So, you know, they kind of had to do that. But it's really hard to kind of figure out from game to game, you know, how much teams are going to gain or whatnot. So that's the NPA system right now. But again, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, that's going to be the one you follow. But again, during the regular season, I did post a link of other ways to get those heel points. But it's just hard to figure out with that because of the divisor and stuff. But they're hard enough to figure out anyway. But they're even harder the way they're on listed right now.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, your patience was rewarded. Heim Bloom understood. He got you your man.
Oh, it's Raffy's team now, isn't it? And I think I mentioned to you last time we talked. I like the bullpen moves they've done because they blew 28 games last year. They again, they weren't very good. They finished 8 games out of the wild card, but they blew 28 games. I think they fixed that. Obviously they lost the end of that's a big loss, but I think improving the pitching is going to help. I don't think they've done this offseason. I hope not. I hear they got Gurriel, which would be a big pickup off. He could add depth to the team and can play first against lefties, and stuff like that. But, I don't think they're done, but I do, like what they've done with the pitching. And I look, obviously, Devin's back for 11 years. That proves they're not, everybody's got the thing where they're not trying. I definitely think they're trying. I mean, maybe, and I think I posted Mookie, I don't think, wanted to stay. Xander went way above where they wanted to go with him, and they were willing to do whatever to keep rapping.
Absolutely. Well, good move there. No question about that. Mark, great to catch up with you. As always, enjoy the games this weekend. As always, you want to know what's going on, follow Eastern Maine Sports, and we'll talk with you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet. As always, Mark. Mark Cowlin with us every week here on Downtown. Our high school report is brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. 25 minutes after 4 o'clock this afternoon.